Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, it's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. We just heard in this new life that we have in Christ a call to submit ourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord. That doesn't just happen in the body of Christ without happening personally and in our families. So where does that begin in our families? Well, it begins right in our marriage. Well, how does a wife submit to a husband? And how does a husband submit to his wife? How does all that take place in a marriage? Well, it takes place by living the way God has lined out our lives in marriage. Here's what he says in Ephesians 5, a marriage that is in Christ and for Christ. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their own wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, but I'm saying this in reference to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see to it that she respect her husband. Well, first of all, a wife submits herself to her husband. Now, let's be clear, what is submission? It's not indentured servitude. It means to come alongside. Just like the first wife, Eve, came from the side of her husband, a woman's not from his head, she's not over him, she's not from his feet, she's not under him, she is from his side. The woman was made to complete her husband. Therefore, she submits to him, comes alongside of him, is the helper that they are now functioning together, because the man cannot live alone and the woman becomes the completer. So that is seen in this glorious covenant of marriage. What a glorious picture in God's word of how he has made us to function together physically, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, how we match up with one another in order that we together bear the image of God. Man doesn't just bear the image of God. A woman doesn't just bear the image of God. We are made in the image of God, but united, the man and the woman both are necessary to fully image God in his glory. That having been said, how does submission take place? As to the Lord. It's an act of worship and confidence, not in your husband, but to the Lord. It's not the sovereignty of the husband, it's the sovereignty of God. And your trust in God that he'll even use your husband in your life. All submission in this earth has limitations. It never goes beyond the commands of God. In other words, if somebody commands me in a relationship of submission to do that which is contrary to the revealed word of God, then I must obey God rather than man. Then he tells husbands to love their wives. He tells them to love their wives two ways. First of all, to love as a servant. What did Jesus do? He grabbed a towel and washed feet. That's what he did. A man is to love his wife as a servant, and then he is to love his wife sacrificially, just as Christ loved the church. Jesus gave himself for his bride. He sacrificed himself. So a man is to have a servanthood love, a servant leadership, a sacrificial love, a nourishing love, that he nourishes her just as he would his own body and cherishes her. And then he tells us, how does this happen? Well, he goes back to Genesis 2:24, the creation ordinance. A man leaves his father and mother, cleaves to his wife, and the two shall become one. If you don't leave, then you got 1 plus 1 equals 6. If you don't cleave, you got 1 plus 1 equals 2. But in Christ, you can leave and cleave and unite, not by the wife coming to the husband or the husband coming to the wife or the husband and wife declaring a partnership, but the husband and wife dying to themselves and meeting in Christ so that in Christ they are one. Then he says this amazing thing. This marriage thing is here to tell you, hey, enjoy marriage. It's a blessing to you. But I made marriage to tell you about the relationship that the bride of Christ, his church, has with Christ, the groom. Why? Well, Jesus left his father. He went to the cross to cleave to his bride. And nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Now, men and women, love each other the same way. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.